Ukraine security issue.
For 255 days, Ukraine has been resisting the Russian invaders. Volodymyr Zelensky said that the fierce fighting continues this week in the country's east, in the Donbas region, in the cities of Bakhmut and Soledar. He stressed that the Russian army has already lost as many lives of its people in the Donetsk region as it did not in the two Chechen wars combined. But the Russian Federation hides the real level of losses from its citizens. The aggressor country also hides the continuation of mobilization in Russia and Ukraine's temporarily occupied territories. Everything they tell foreign leaders about their alleged willingness to negotiate is equally false. When someone thinks about negotiations, he does not look for ways to deceive everyone around and send tens of hundreds of thousands of more people to the meat grinder, mobilized or in the form of some mercenaries. And it is good that the world perceives Russian rhetoric as it deserves, namely as a lie. We are ready for peace, for a fair peace, the formula we have voiced many times. The world knows our position. This is respect for the UN Charter, respect for our territorial integrity, respect for our people and your responsibility for terror. This is punishment for all those who are guilty and full compensation for the damage caused to us by Russia.
Росією завданих нам збитків.
Said Володимир Зеленський. Jake Sullivan, the United States National Security Advisor, said during his visit to Kyiv that all talks about Ukraine's peace negotiations with the Russian Federation should begin after the deoccupation of Ukraine. All of Russia's statements that it retains the territory it forcibly took from Ukraine are unacceptable and go against the UN Charter. He added that negotiations with the Russian Federation, even if they ever occur, should be with the participation of Ukraine. The United States will continue to help Ukraine despite the congressional elections scheduled for next Tuesday. Jake Sullivan also added that the U.S. is negotiating with the G20 members to increase support for Ukraine. Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov said that during the full-scale war of the Russian Federation against Ukraine, the Ukrainian military mastered more Western weapons than the armies of some NATO countries. According to him, in the future, the Ukrainian military will only learn how to use tanks and planes, which the Allies still need to agree to hand over to Ukraine. The minister added that the Ukrainian army is improving existing and establishing new military standards tested on the battlefield. The minister is sure that any collective security system of the free world will be much weaker without Ukraine. More than a trillion hryvnias per year, that's how much Ukraine has set aside for the 2023 state budget. According to Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal, 43% of all funds will be directed to the needs of the Ukrainian army and security. Yaroslav Zhelezniak, the first deputy chairman of the Verkhovna Rada Committee on Finance, Tax and Customs Policy, also stressed that the second priority would be social security. Ukraine will spend its revenues on defense because the aid of partner countries cannot be used for these needs. We cannot use international support to finance the war. There is a ban on this. This is an explicit agreement with our donors. That is why the NBU prints 25 to 30 billion every month, because this is the money with which we close the cash gap to finance the salaries of the military, additional equipment, the purchase of military winter uniforms and more, said Yaroslav Zhelezniak. Denis Shmyhal also stressed that Ukraine's budget deficit of $38 billion is covered with the help of international partners, particularly the USA and the EU. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the Big Seven countries help Ukraine's resistance to the Russian Federation's attacks on the energy sector. For this, a coordination mechanism was created based on the example of Rammstein. According to him, the countries of G7 take into account the resources that can distinguish Ukraine and help restore damaged objects and strengthen the infrastructure stability. Meanwhile, Kyiv City Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said that Kyiv became a finalist in the World Smart City Awards and claimed the title of the smartest city in the world. For the first time in history, a Ukrainian city is claiming the leading award. In the conditions of the Russian Federation's war against Ukraine, the city is introducing the latest digital technologies. Vitaly Klitschko added that the most services are available online to residents of the capital for security. The World Smart City Awards received applications from more than 60 countries this year. Seoul, Toronto, Sydney, Bogota, and Kubishia were also finalists in the City Award nomination. The winners will officially be announced on November 16th in Barcelona. The World Smart City Awards is one of the most prestigious awards in the world that honors innovative cities and projects.